KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be mostly cloudy here today with a chance of continued fog and drizzle this morning, and then a chance of rain this afternoon, a high of 60. Radar shows most of the showers are in southeast Nebraska and south central Iowa into Missouri. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, the wet weather that delayed the planting season has returned to hinder the harvest. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The USDA crop report out Monday shows there were only about 3 days suitable for field work last week because of poor weather. 36% of the corn crop has reached maturity. That's 18 days behind last year and 2 weeks behind average. 2% of that corn has been harvested, which lags 11 days behind the average. The report shows 3% of the soybeans have been harvested thus far, which is 8 days behind the average. I'm Dar Danielson.
Well, Creston police late Tuesday morning arrested a woman on a Union County warrant for a felony controlled substance violation. 34-year-old Elizabeth Clayton of Creston was taken into custody in the 400 block of North Oak Street and transported to the Adams County Jail, where she was awaiting a bond hearing. Three people who were wanted on warrants were arrested Monday in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office's 29-year-old Daniel Scott Jones of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a warrant for violation of probation. 22-year-old David Joseph Patrick Robertson of Omaha was arrested at the Pott County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation. And 38-year-old Jeremy David Bahensky of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Sheriff's Office on Monday after turning himself in. Bahensky was wanted on a warrant for child endangerment with substantial risk and domestic abuse assault by strangulation. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced Monday in Council Bluffs on a drug charge. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum said Tuesday 45-year-old William Walter Batten was ordered to serve 10 years in prison for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Batten was also sentenced to a term of supervised release of 5 years once he served his court-ordered prison sentence. In October of 2018, Council Bluffs police stopped a motorcycle driven by Batten and was discovered he did not have a motorcycle endorsement or insurance. Batten was arrested and admitted that he had methamphetamine in his motorcycle. A search warrant was obtained and officers located over 50 grams of meth. Batten pleaded guilty to the charge in March of 2019. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that a Pottawatomie County man, 27-year-old Jay John, was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 5 years in prison for receipt of child pornography. John is also required to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his imprisonment. In July of 2017, Carter Lake Police received a referral from the La Plata County Sheriff in Colorado regarding a 15-year-old child who had received sexually explicit messages offline, or rather online, from John. A search warrant was obtained for John's residence, where officers located a computer and a cell phone. A search of those electronic devices located images and videos of child pornography. John pleaded guilty to the charge in May of 2019. And a Nebraska man was sentenced Monday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 10 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. 44-year-old Matthew William Finken of Omaha will serve 5 years of supervised release once he served his time in prison. Finken was arrested by law enforcement with the Council Bluffs Police Department on January 25th of this year. At the time of his arrest, Finken was in possession of over 100 grams of methamphetamine, packaging materials, and over $800. When Finken pleaded guilty on April 15th, he admitted he intended to sell the methamphetamine he had in his possession. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Conservation Board wants to know when you think the first trumpeter swan will arrive at the Schulberg Quarry here in Atlantic. You can call in your prediction by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 712-769-2372 and leave a message and return phone number if their staff are not in. Duplicate dates are not allowed, so if someone calls and predicts November 25th as the arrival date, no one else will be allowed to predict that date. And there's one prediction per family, please. The sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of more than 6 trumpeter swans to Lake Number 4, the Schulberg Quarry. The winner will receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. And please note, this contest is only open to residents of Cass County. Trumpeter swans have visited the Schulberg Quarry for at least 20 out of the last 21 winters. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. On the agenda for their session is discussion with Kristen Renslow with the City of Stewart with regard to an urban renewal county consent resolution and Stewart wind turbines. That'll be followed by discussion about a wind turbine cap and an ordinance that pertains to an assessment of wind energy conversion property. The board will also hear reports from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to new hires, final vouchers for various road, culvert, and bridge projects, and his regular report of maintenance and activities. In addition, the board will discuss township clerk wages, a liquor license renewal, and they'll receive a manure management plan update. The City Council in Walnut will meet at 5 p.m. on Thursday during a regular session. On their agenda is a public hearing with regard to a proposed Mid-American Energy franchise renewal for a period of 25 years. A bit later on in the meeting, the Council will discuss the franchise renewal with Mid-American's Mark Renders, followed by discussion and possible action on the first reading of ordinances assigning the rights and non-exclusive franchises to the energy company with regard to electrical and natural gas system services and related matters. In other business, the Walnut City Council tomorrow evening will discuss a lease agreement for TLC Food and Clothing Pantry at the Walnut Community Center, providing a tire drop-off during general garbage pickup and the October 6th Community Appreciation Dinner. They'll also receive a City of Walnut infrastructure needs study and strategic plan, followed by action on the adoption of a resolution adopting the study and plan, and action on a resolution for the possible adoption of an updated Walnut Municipal Utility Identity Theft Prevent program and request to rename Walnut Ridge Road. Another item of business for the Walnut City Council is discussion with regard to a complaint about merchandise on downtown business sidewalks in Walnut. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.